Mrs. Nesterova, human trafficking is one of the main challenges of modern Europe. What changes have been made since the realization of Convention Against Human Trafficking?
Council of Europe Convention on Action Against Trafficking Human Beings, which was open for signature exactly 10 years ago in 2005 in Warsaw, is a binding legal instrument which now has been ratified and is implemented in 43 countries in Europe, including Belarus. It is an important declaration of political will by countries to work against human trafficking together. So in the first place, it is the changes that we see through this convention is by raising the political attention of states and the attention which is given to this problem. But in addition to that, through the convention, we have achieved already positive changes in the law and policy, as well as practice of the countries which are implementing the convention. The convention is monitored regularly by a group of experts called GRETA. And GRETA is now already on its second round of evaluation, so it is possible to see a progression, an evolution in how countries are tackling the problem of human trafficking, which, as you say, is a major problem in Europe and around the world. So we can see that through the convention, countries are adopting a victim-centered approach. Trafficking is seen not just as a function of the law enforcement, of the police to deal with as a crime, but it is seen as a problem for everyone to fight against. You know, it's a problem of society as a whole. So the whole range of stakeholders should be involved, and indeed are involved in this, not just the police, but also the social services, civil society, labor inspectorates, trade unions. So the convention is, in a way, bringing together all these people in a collaborative network.
Belarus is the only country which is not the member of Council of Europe and which signed the convention. How could you evaluate cooperation between Belarus and the Council of Europe in this field?
We are very pleased that the decision was taken by the government of Belarus to ask to join the convention. The convention provides for such a possibility. It is not only for Council of Europe member states. It is open to any country in the world. And Belarus was the first country to join the convention. So, as I said, we are very pleased with that. In fact, this happened not a long time ago. So the monitoring by GRETA has not yet started. It will start later this year. First of all, we have to send a questionnaire to the authorities. It's a formal procedure which all parties to the convention undergo. And then, in the light of the information that we've received, GRETA has received, also information will be sought from civil society. And there will be an evaluation visit carried out to Belarus. I think it will be sometime early next year, most probably. We haven't got dates for the moment. This is a standard procedure which all parties to the convention undergo. But in the meantime, last year we organized, together with the IOM office in Minsk, we organized a workshop, a round table for a day and a half, which was a possibility to bring together a variety of stakeholders to discuss how Belarus will be implementing the convention.